and welcome to the Comic Cast, Ireland's number one comic podcast. I'm Craig.
And I'm Liam.
And we're here with an extra special show for you.
Extra, very extra special.
Although, sad.
Sad.
There is a tear in my eye, and it's not just because I've been watching Coronation Street. Bob Byrne is leaving Ireland.
In fact, I think he's left at this stage.
I think he's leaving tomorrow, the day that we put it up, in fact.
On a jet plane.
On a Concorde private jet. I don't do Concorde private jet. Who knows?
I don't know. Concorde's out of print.
Really? But it's still flying, right?
No.
No, they're gone.
Yeah.
What's the fastest plane now?
Boeing 79892.
That's not a real plane.
It's a plane. No, it's Bob.
So Bob Burns left. We got him on tape. We basically kicked down the door and we said, Bob, we need your final thoughts on Ireland. And they are controversial, to say the least.
Yeah,
this is a weird one because we didn't really he does have lots of new stuff that he's doing.
Yes.
And we didn't have too much comic stuff to talk.
Yeah, well, I think we just thought that the best thing to do when the Mac Daddy of Irish comics was leaving, self-exiled to Spain,
was just let him ramble.
Yeah, just to get, speak to. It'd be a crime. It'd be like the only person to blame if this did not happen would be us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because no one else was going to do it.
No.
As it were, not in a bad way.
So,
have a listen.
Yeah, roll the tape.
All right, well, welcome to the Comcast. We are here in Bob Byrne's house. Swanky apartment, I would say. We're here with me, Liam.
I'm Craig.
Bob.
And, we thought we'd come and talk to Bob.
Because he's leaving.
He's leaving. He's deserting the country.
He's giving up.
Farewell to all that, it's the title of a good book. Did you hear that?
Farewell to all that?
Farewell to all that. It's about a dude who gets sick of England after the war and fucking, it's called, it's bitter leave taking. That's what we always say now. This is my bitter leave taking. I'm done. Get the fuck out of here, man.
You're just sick of the place?
No, not that. Just in terms of fucking... To give up the day job, more that than anything else. It's an opportunity to stop working.
Yeah, yeah.
And concentrate on the comics and going to Spain.
So, what's the comics scene like in Spain?
It's amazing. Yeah. The region that I'm going to, I said I better do some groundwork before I go. See if there is like an indigenous vibe.
Yeah.
I thought, got a big pot of coffee, sat down, and said, right, I'm going to have to, doing my best here, translating searches and all this crap, put in comics mortia. That's where I'm going. Foresight becomes a comicsmortia.com. It's fucking 25 heads, really, really, different styles, but really slick. All in that region. Put a link on the site. It's fucking amazing. You know what I mean?
It's pretty weird.
I sort of felt deflated. I was like, that was too easy.
I
wanted to try hook up with to the underground, but it's just so slick. It's putting comics more at the end. It's been,
It seems to be like that. Europe seems to have more developed this. It doesn't need to be underground as such. The way it feels like it should over here. They seem a lot more open about it.
Yeah, I didn't think they had much of a comic industry, but they do. There should be one or two floating around here. There's a weekly comic called El Bevis. It's like Mad Magazine.
Okay,
it's fucking deli.
Yeah.
I'll show it to you later. But it's weekly. So I'll be hitting them up for work.
The soil and
strips. Until I brush up my skating political satire. I don't know who all the people are to make a joke about. But it's amazing. it's really accepted over there, the whole comics thing. Fucking arts in general are really accepted.
Mm-hmm.
They appreciate artists,
Is that why you've been building up with was that the whole plan with silent comics? The plan was always to break in.
Yeah.
Another country.
Not really, no. But it seems to all be fucking, an easy decision to do.
Mm-hmm.
Feels weird not having the noise of a pub in the background, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And without several glasses of whiskey. I was actually going to bring a bottle of whiskey, that was a poor decision on my part.
We can maybe find some pub noises on the computer with
that. Or we get those two dopey sluts.
Oh, Jesus, Tom. Tom's always, he never makes the bed in the morning.
It was quality stuff.
So did you say you went through some of the comics? How did you actually, like, did you translate some of the speech bubbles with the
I still learned Spanish.
Can you speak Spanish?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Hit us up with some. Say all of Comcast in Spanish.
Me gusta la Comcast. Mucho. Well, what else? Yeah, I speak fairly good Spanish now.
Oh, yeah?
Well, I've been going out with a Spanish girl for a while. So,
does she speak English?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Although, you know, she left here three or four weeks ago, and just talking to her last night, and I could tell. Once you're not using it, it slides. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Forgetting words, but no, English is great. Spanish is easy. Languages are easy.
That's a lie.
Yeah, and we disagree here at the Comic Expert.
Well, you know, I use a thing called the Michelle Thomas method. Did you hear that?
No.
It's fucking deadly. It's look at that pigeon.
it's like Goodfellas, isn't it?
Yeah, Goodfellas. Animaniacs. Oh my god.
Anyway.
That excited me.
Oh man. He's still there. Okay, go on.
What are we talking about?
Michelle Thomas.
Yeah, it's a language system for this whole tagline is you can teach a language in 2 days and it fucking works.
Really?
Yeah. I'm gonna do Arabic when I finish the
thing.
Yeah. I downloaded it by mistake, because I fucking might as well. Yeah.
What is the Michelle Thomas
method? The paraphrase, what is it? You must relax, you must not learn, you must lie down and listen to me. And you know, it's just it's the format that it takes. Like, there's no memorization, there's no grammar tables, which was like for about 3 months I was trying to do it from a book and with Lingophones, and just not getting anywhere. You know, you're just learning phrases, but your man just breaks it down into you know, he gets the whole language and breaks it down, and the format is it's two people, you know, like unlike yourselves. And I'd be Michelle Thomas sitting here and go, I'll give you one sentence and you're building on that. And it just makes you think about English, the way, you know, it's how language is formed. It's the fucking something I've been fascinated with, like it's learning how to communicate in another language.
Can you speak any other ones?
Japanese.
Fuck off.
Yeah, I know a bit of Japanese, eh?
That's apparently the hardest language to learn.
Not really.
No?
Grammatically it's fairly simple. English is very hard to learn.
Yeah. I'm really glad I was born being able to speak.
Wait, like you think about like there's not like the word taught has like three different meanings. Like taught. You know what I mean? That doesn't happen in my languages. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I like it. I did Japanese for 2 years. And tell you man, as soon as I learned the Spanish, I just pushed all the Japanese out. get this one. We were over there fucking 3 weeks ago. She bumped into one of her mates, and he's married to a Japanese girl, and they were on their holidays there. And you know, Spanish is like conversational. And then I said, how do you change from Spanish into Japanese? It was like the three languages going at the same time. Fucking head was gonna explode, man. You know.
Are you not afraid if you learn Arabic that'll push the Spanish out when you're in Spain?
Yeah, probably. Push English out, or fucking won't be able to walk. Yeah. But you know, language is a fascinating thing.
Actually, what about Irish? Can you speak any Irish? Because obviously you were involved in this recent comic, Reraw, that is coming out, or is out? Or?
It should be in the post box now, actually. I got a text off him, it's being delivered, but no, I speak no Irish whatsoever, because again, the way it's taught is completely arseways. Michelle Thomas was to get his dirty little paws on it now, we'd fucking break it down, you know. You know yourself, lads, like you learn Irish for how many, 11 years, is it? And you just come out going,
no.
What? Because it's taught wrong, you know. That's it.
What did you do in this comic? Did you actually do it? Was this, obviously, presumably it's not a silent story.
No, I did the cover, and Eddie's Teddy. Basically just reusing a shitty Beano submission that I did about fucking 6 years ago, and it's turned from Eddie's Teddy into Teddy Le Eddie, and he has a translator, and you know, I just changed it into Irish. But hopefully for the next one I'm going to hit him up with a whole new thing. I don't know, it sounds good. Like there's a lot of different heads in it. I just hope he gets the tone right, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's like, I think the script that I put in, a real childish. Like, I wonder if it's probably too young. Do you know what I mean? It's about a dude with a teddy.
There's
no
hidden
layers. Yeah. But I don't know. No, fair play to him. Aidan Carney, shout out to you, bro. Rera is the name of the comic, and it should be, the website hopefully will be live and you can buy it as this goes to goes to cast. But yeah, it's a demo.
Is it going to be like a monthly thing or
no? I can't see that happening, but like I think he has enough cash to do definitely another one. But you know yourself, like, you know that English comic, the DFC,
the one that closed down,
like that was a signal. I keep telling them that you'll probably get 4 or 5 issues out of it and then just have to go online with the whole thing. But you know, he's learning as he goes. He's obviously getting funded by whoever, the fucking Irish people. You know,
I certainly remember giving them
those guys. So yeah, it's not going to be a monthly thing. There's no way, man.
Right.
It's impossible.
Speaking about getting money, from bodies, I think we should definitely mention the fact that the Mannix Flynn debacle.
Oh yes.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah. He's back. He's back and he's black.
But you seem to be
pro after being
very anti.
I don't know.
You were pretty mean to him.
I was pretty mean to him, but fuck him.
Now you're his biggest supporter, no?
Not his biggest supporter. I just thought I'd mention that he's seen. If I think, I'm not voting. You know, because I won't be here. fuck him. I'd prefer, partly for my own amusement, I'd like to see him, you know, elected to do something. He's an entertaining bloke, but I don't know. I have no hatred for the man. I think he's a bit of a chancer. His work is, you know, it's good.
He's a novelist, is he?
Yeah, playwriter and all that. But the whole debacle with the Arts Council, man. I think we covered it in podcast number one, did we?
Yeah, I don't know, I was really drunk.
I don't know. No, he's not, you know. I've no mad beef with him. But as I was saying on the side, like, I'm glad. It was, like, I needed someone to attack, and he was part of the Arts Council and received an Arts Council grant, which is well out of order. You know, that could have been Aberduke, and they tried it. Hide the fact that it was him, and I went through the Freedom of Information Act and all that crap, and fucking it was deadly. It was like, you know, all the president's men, I covered it was deadly. I fucking like made a big trap for them to admit that it was him and all that, and went to the papers with it and brought out the shiznit. It's probably one around and slandered them and all that. But I'm glad, like, if it was some fag like your man Jerry Stainbridge or some writer like that isn't intimidating. I'm glad it was him, because he's an intimidating dude and he's a wordy adversary, you know what I mean? You couldn't pick a better person to call out. Because if we called out fucking Maeve Binchy or you know what I mean, or fucking the little dope that wrote The Boy in the Striped Pajamas, it was perfect. Not that he was a scapegoat, he's a chancer.
Ever hear anything from him?
He contacted me.
Really?
Going to detail.
I don't think we covered this last.
He contacted me and said, "What you're doing is wrong." I said, "What you're doing is wrong." We talked about it, and that's the thing. When he started talking to me, he just reminded me of my dad so much. You know, he's from the main streets of Dublin. He's an old chancer, and I'd do the same. You know, fucking free money. So we had a yap. We were supposed to meet up, but then I was moving house and all that. And he was like, even talking about, you know, trying some work my way. Probably just shut me up, but you know, I've nothing against him. That's one thing I'm sad about leaving Dublin. You know, everything that happened with the comics was good and all, but I never had an enemy. I never had a fucking an arch rival. You know what I mean? I always wanted to have an enemy.
Yeah.
Because it was never there, you know.
Friendly.
Not an enemy. He's an enemy.
Could be.
I always thought, like, wish Phil Barrett could be like my, you know, nemesis or something. But no, it never happened. There's a few little cunts in the comic saying, "All right, that I wish they, you know
you want to spill any names?
Don't know their names. I don't know. I get emails often.
That's funny.
Yeah, that's one.
The email you say is just saying what your shit bug.
No, that? You know, I'd just like to have an enemy.
That's
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
no,
yeah,
it'd be good. It'd be good, like the. I know it's a small community and all that, but starting out, I was very aggressive with the whole getting the comics out there, and I thought it'd be deadly. If it would have been good if there was someone established already for me to knock down.
Yeah. So you became that figure that other people had to try and knock down.
So I sabotaged myself, you know, bringing out comics that you can't pronounce the name of them. But, that's one thing. I'd love an enemy. I would have loved some of the fucking. You know what I mean? Even have a physical scrap of them for it. Something like. I'd love all that. You know?
We could probably arrange a fight.
Yeah, I know, but like who?
Do you think there's a chance in Spain maybe you'll get someone maybe with a
probably, you know what I mean? But they're all chilled out over there. I mean,
that's true.
I can't be moving to, like, into town and say, I'm the daddy now! You know?
You could become like a matador.
Yeah.
I was thinking of matadors. I think it'd be like a romantic comedy where you get some guy who is a matador and you try to show him by fighting a bull.
Nice. Yeah, I don't know.
Actually, on the way here, we probably should say we're thinking we'll come up with quotes that other comics people from the scene, like, you know, Chris Judge and everything, just make up quotes that they'd said about you and see what we did. But we didn't do it.
And I've spoiled it.
Yeah, and I've spoiled it. Like, we're in the magic of
podcast over.
But when you were saying about Rero and about that going online, and obviously you brought Spasmoid online as a new online venture, Printer's Dead, you told us.
Yeah.
How's that going for you?
The Spasmoid thing was I was gonna do it when I got to Spain and I had the time, but I can't remember why I launched it all of a sudden. There was some reason. It's going good, but again, I haven't got the time to promote them. Do you know what I mean? I obviously have the website and all that crap. I don't have a Facebook, MySpace, any. I don't actively email people looking me stuff or swap links or any of that crap. Mm. Spasmoid is going good already, but I haven't been promoting it at all.
You know what
I mean? I will. Gonna have to miss a couple of weeks now. I have like one week ahead, but I have some old stuff that most people haven't seen before that I can put up. That'll work. But it's going good. I don't know. I think that the Uncle Spunk Nugget thing turned a few people off. The whole pedophile thing. Like, I got an email from a mate saying, "I think that's a bit strong." Like, you know, from like one of my friends, he said, "I don't think like the whole pedophiles is too much." The pedophiles are the baddies. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they're getting killed.
Yeah.
What's bad about that? Well, and I think I should have, the first few strips were just all standalones. I was just so eager to get into drawing that big Uncle Spunk Nugget story. I should have probably waited. Should have probably done a lot of things before it gets done. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I was thinking, you know, wrap up that story and then start promoting so new people come to it. You can read them all in one big lump. What do you think?
It's awesome. It looks good. Especially like even the color scheme. I think it's great. It works really well.
Working, you know, trying to do installments that you have, like, keep the rhythm going and a fucking cliffhanger.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It sort of breaks up like the next. That story is like, it's mainly just a big scrap, and you know you can't. You have to have a start, middle, and end in each episode.
Yeah.
You know, but I like it. It's fun.
Yeah.
Again, it's. It's meant to be just fun for me. I keep forgetting to do it though. That's the thing. I come home on Thursday and go, nothing to do tonight. Oh, what? And that fucking eclectic mix thing, every Thursday night I forget about it. You know?
Are you taking a few weeks off from the eclectic mix then as well?
I don't think they notice, to be honest.
Yeah.
I have some old stuff I'll have to repost. But I don't know. Enthusiasm sort of waning for that whole thing.
Oh, yeah? I don't think anyone has missed one of
I think I'll be the first.
Yeah.
I don't know what I fucking love about that site. And by love I mean despise. How the lads will always say, no time this week to do it, but here's the thing. You know. I have no fucking time, man. You know what I mean? They're sitting at home drawing all day. You know what I mean? I have no time to draw. It's a lazy bastard. You know? I think that their output should be a lot more. Saying that though, I know when you're working from home, I have a great momentum because, you know, I'm up early, home fairly in the evening, and every hour that I have fucking counts, and I lash the comics out. I think when you're working full time, your production slows down a bit. And then what else I hate about that site is Declan. I love his artwork, I love him, but I just hate, like, oh yes, I was trying something new on this. Here's a new approach that I thought, and I use a bit of grey wash on this, you know, but the picture's there, we can see. And then someone would say, that's a deadly picture, and I go, yes, thanks, I was trying something new. The composition in the foreground is from the Caravaggio school of comics. I think he should have been the enemy. It would have been great.
He's a bit too nice, I think.
Yeah. Well, I suppose if we had never met artists, as I was saying before, like, if we wasn't in that eclectic mix thing, we'd be fucking raging. then we'd see them sketch paddy lads. I was just about to say that. And then, you know, then we'd have a big scrap. Yeah. You know?
That'd be awesome. What do you think? It seems like some sort of cheap knockoff of. A very obvious cheap knockoff of like the sketch fatties. It's the best name ever.
Yeah, it's a good name.
It is.
Fair play to them again. I haven't been keeping tabs on it a fucking time. The quality's good. I haven't conversed with any of them. I don't know, like, are you making comics or
we're not sure.
I had a look at it once and I think I just remember seeing a lot of sketches of dragons, I think.
Yeah, I think they're younger kids.
Yeah.
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. But yeah, sadly, if it's a compliment, by all means, it's a compliment. But, you know, it's like they're trying to piggyback on our mediocre success. There's no success there. To, you know, like if you know,
the mix seems that it seems to have a pretty big following for, I guess, pooling everybody.
Yeah,
well, who follows each of you individually together.
Yeah, yeah. Well, like, I think all of our fucking plan is to just wait for Thompson to get snapped up, and then we'll all just leech off him, and all the visitors will, you know what I mean? Like, he's carrying that suit. You know what I mean? You know, like, talent wise, I think PJ Holden is fucking amazing as well.
Yeah.
You know, and then I think the rest of the people are just family and friends. I don't know. You know, I don't know. I have to check with the stamp master. No, it's a deadly idea, but. You know, it was actually my idea. I remember in fucking Mooney's Cafe,
yeah.
Suggested how about a group blog.
I remember.
Yeah. It's on tape somewhere.
And Declan was against it.
Was he?
That first day.
Yeah. Fuck him.
Is that actually... What? Because I thought afterwards that had been decided before, and that's what the interview was about from all the dog movie.
I see. Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Was there any plans to do like any sort of eclectic mix, like other anything? Yeah, collection or.
It was originally meant to be a book.
Oh, yeah.
We're all gonna get together. I think again, Thompson came up with the name, which I immediately hated, and then grew to love. And we're all gonna do sketches for five each, and again, no one did, and then that time out in Mooney's place, we suggested it.
Was that the name you came up with, the Eclectic Mix, or was it another one name?
No, that was the name. It was. I just remember thinking Will sent me an email saying, "Would you be into submitting to it?" And then, you know, we've closed ranks now. It's like just seven of us, and you know, 7 days of the week. So, you know, we are the Eclectic Mix. So gay, but I do like it. You know what I mean? I'm happy that I'm a part of it.
Yeah.
You know.
What about, are you heading, I don't think you're going to be at 2D Festival this year, are you?
No?
Why not?
Fucking moving to Spain.
Oh, well, that's true, that would make sense.
You know,
should have thought that question.
Yeah, sure. I love the last year was deadly. You know, I hate conventions, but last year was absolutely deadly. Everything was free for us.
I was like, what? We definitely should.
You know what I mean? No, they treat you right.
Free. Yeah.
Free food, free drink.
Sounds good.
Steady. Go for it.
So what's on the pipeline Now, any new physical comics or longer works? Mr. Apogee?
Well, I have a few ideas that I'm going to hit the 1,000 a day with for the longer story arcs. This Twist of Tales malarkey is it's too time intensive and fucking the payoff in terms of, you know, not like money wise. Like, you could stretch one of those Twisted Tales out to like 36 pages.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The concepts are good enough. So, I have a few good premises that I'm going to develop as, you know, serial stories. And I've a fucking a new opus planned, like along the same lines of, not along the same lines. It's another big book that I want to bring out myself. And hopefully, now that I'm going to be a European, get hooked up there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Would it be another silent comic?
Yeah. Oh, it's a fucking great story, man.
Spoiler.
Can't do this. It's, you know, okay, it's sort of like Home Alone meets King Ralph.
King Ralph is a fucking great movie.
Yeah.
Used to rent that out every fucking week.
No, it's a sort of like, you know, I hate science fiction. I suppose Emperor Duke is science fiction in a way, but it's, you know, a melancholic thing. It's so fucking depressing, man. At the end of it is going, man, that's the fucking most depressing thing I've ever read.
Yeah.
You know, that sells.
That's true, it does.
You know, look at the Smiths.
So will this be similar ilk in terms of, will this be a sad story as well?
Yeah, it's going to be, again, I could do it as a twisted tale. I don't want to blow my beans with it, and I'm going to probably make it about an 80 page story.
Steady.
If I am going to like publish it myself or whatever, obviously the progression will be shared with the world as I put it onto the blog and all that crap.
Yeah.
But I'll show you some sketches for it later on. All that shit over it. Everything's packed up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Lots of originals over there. Of all shit. But plans for the future. Get this, one thing that I'm going to do is caricatures.
Yeah.
That's something that I'd like to be able to do. I can start new caricatures, like,
you
know what I mean?
Did one on the Eclectic Mix
thing, was one of our
we're really impressed. Yeah. Even the fact that we're
the small ones
were
the best ones.
The plan is for, like, I'm going to spend, when I get there, like, 2 months just fucking practicing how doing live caricatures. I'm going to go down to the beach and I'm going to get like a fucking Dublin football jersey and go around and prey on all the skangarounds and just draw them.
That's
what I'm set up a website that our good friend John Marshall is probably putting together now. I hope he's not outside enjoying the sun.
Probably not.
Like, no. a caricature website, caricaturegifts.ie. That's how we got into it. One of my mates was getting married, and so we there was a, you know, caricature.
Yeah.
I'd never done one before, and did it, and some young one was trawling the net looking for wedding caricatures, and she found my site, done one for her, and then did 5 for her friends just from that one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
awesome.
You know,
people seem big into custom made stuff.
Yeah, I really get into it with the client, like, you know what I mean? I fucking, congrats on your engagement. When's the big day? Thing. And I have my new word is stunning. You know, you're dealing with women, and there's one. The last one she wanted a navy blue motif, and I said, yeah, if you have like a nice royal navy blue in the background, and then if you get the guest to sign with a silver pen, it will look stunning. Stunning. And she's like, yeah. And I drew it was for a friend, and I drew her, and she said, that's Ellie, go ahead, you know, give him a rough sketch first. And then she comes back and says, listen, I just showed it to another friend, it looks like her, but she's not that good looking, can you make her a bit more nerdy? I'm like, what? And how do you mean? Because she's not as glamorous as that. So okay, so I uglified her a little bit. You know what I mean? So it made her a bit more frumpy.
Is that ever a concern? I always thought if it was a caricature artist, that you'd be kind of, you know, if you came across someone who's really ugly,
nah.
What do you do?
This is the thing. There's a great book in one of these boxes here called Rejects. Ever see that? It's Reject Caricatures that Bill does, and he draws some ugly. And most people love him, and some people hate it, obviously.
Yeah.
He brought out a book just of all the rejected ones. You know, I think in the live environment, it's a lot more forgiving. You can draw them the way they look. But if they send you photos and, you know, you want to make them look as good as possible. Again, I'm only doing this a few months. You know what I mean? Chance me out. I suppose you have to make them flaring and stuff fucking wedding. You know when a big bucktail bitch with cross eyes and
so that the groom sees her and goes, so what am I marrying?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Actually, I think it was last year's Electric Picnic that Chris Judge and some of the other people did, like had a stand bad caricatures or something.
That's silly.
That was good,
I don't know. That's something I really want to learn how to do. You know, halfway there. But again, it's a skill that you could ostensibly do anywhere in the world. Yeah. You know what I mean? My little beret and my fucking chalk pastels, you know.
That's
You know, like, if I can get good, I plan to mope around Europe for a while doing it.
Yeah.
You know, why not?
Yeah.
Banging all them dopey ones on their holiday. Your lovely eyes.
Any other
plans?
Apart from comic caricature. But when it comes to nature, of course.
Just fucking kids' books.
Kids' books, yeah.
That'll pay the bills. You know what I mean? Suck your dick.
We actually never, I think in the last podcast, we forgot to talk about your first kids' book, actually.
Yeah.
How did that come about? Seems an unlikely. Unlikely in the sense that the comics that you were doing at the time, I just remember, like, you know, a strip with Simon, like, molesting one of the chipmunks. I don't see the leap to O'Brien's kids book.
The man, Mr. O'Brien, his son had the shiznit in the back of the car, and he was giggling and tearing away to himself, and he goes, "What are you reading?" He showed it to him, and then I got an email from his secretary saying, "Mr. O'Brien wants to see you." I thought he was going to shoot me. And they had a big talk about comics. And they were actually looking to do a comic. And they dissuaded them. I said, "No, it won't work to launch a comic. Can't be sent out of a fair whack." But I'm saying, it just won't work. It's, you know.
Because they're doing
Jerry Jones. Yeah.
Book now.
Yeah, it looks steady.
It does, yeah.
Well, you know, graphic novels are the fucking... Well, they're not the new thing, but, you know, small level publishers like that can take the risk now, because, you know, Eason's everywhere has fucking comics. But, I actually have another book written, and then I'm going to do another one about the same that a robot did for them. Fucking millions of ideas. And now I have the time to do them. Or else I'll just sit out on that fucking balcony pulling the wire off. Like, fucking man. She's gone, I don't know, about 3 weeks. Oh man, that internet porn, man. Jesus Christ.
Favourite sites?
TNA Flicks.
TNA Flicks? That's all. Is that like a free one?
It's free.
Yeah, I don't do free.
Yeah.
Why? It was ridiculous. Why would you pay? It's so ridiculous.
No, you need a...
You do it the webcams and all that thing.
No, I've never done a webcam. It doesn't really do for me webcams. There's never a...
So why would you pay? So what, you can just get fucking custom...
You have your own sort of your niche.
What are you into, Luke?
I definitely can't say that already. Yeah. Let's just say it's illegal in most countries.
I like a bit of film.
Who doesn't? I see they started like the Irish, or they had a line of Irish porn DVDs maybe last year.
Yeah.
Didn't take off. Leper porn, I believe it was called.
My mate owns sex.ie.
That's right, I've seen that clicking on. What's that about? Because it's not a finished site, is it?
The Irish porn thing. He's always snooping around Irish porn. Well, I've seen a few Irish blues already, and they're horrible.
Yeah.
There's one, it was just fucking horrible. And there was another one, Fucked in Ireland.
I saw that one. Fucked in Ireland one.
Yeah, she one of those new ones is from Tallis. She worked in a chipper.
What?
That's brilliant. There's
something
funny about
inner-city
Dublin accent.
What's great about the whole internet thing is, like, you know, you don't have to fucking deal with having the DVD. You know, yeah. Just once you blow your load, you just fucking turn it off, and you're doing it. It's great.
Yeah,
straight back into XL. It's like it never happened. You know what I mean? Like fucking the days it happened to like eject the tape and hide it behind the speaker. And you know what I mean? Yeah.
It's good. Just maximize the window straight away.
I have the two screens going on there.
I like the way the last podcast ended up in talking about wanking habits as well.
Yeah.
Speaking the truth, man.
keeping it real.
What were we talking about? How did we
get alarmingly, we're talking about kids' books.
So I like porn. What are we talking about? What do you want to know? A kids' book?
We're just wrapping up on that, I guess. You were saying you had some more books.
Yeah, I have a few more ideas. Again, time will tell. Oh, that's where we got onto the porn. My propensity for fiddling around on the internet, will that get in the way of? I'm fairly disciplined when it comes to all that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
Oh Jesus, I fucking have to be, you know. I've always had a full time job and done the comics when I come home, you know, fucking have to be fairly rigid in the,
as it were.
Hey,
that's what
she said. So I just hope we can keep that momentum going. You know. Someone to turn into a slob over there. But yeah. I don't draw people at all. Ever. It's another thing it's fine. I'm gonna practice all disciplines of drawing. At the moment I've no time to practice. So I'm gonna hopefully get some life drawing glasses over there and learn how to draw. You know what I mean? Because at the moment it's a bit meh. You know, you don't need any anatomy for Uncle Spunk Nugget and half a joke and all that. That's why in all my comics there's no humans. I can't fucking draw. You know what I mean? I can't draw people, I can't draw feet, I can't draw hands. I draw a realistic looking face, so that's why they've always been silly, you know.
Right. Like
it works. Too late, sucker, just bought the comics, you know.
Ever considered a comic strip in turn, like, you know, just a short piece that would appear in a newspaper?
Yeah, I had there was a time there about 4 or 5 years ago, I was again planning a hiatus and saying I'd like to do like a syndicated strip. Everyone wants to have a Garfield and all that. I was thinking of doing a comic for Irish, all the provincial and regional Irish comics, Irish newspapers. I was going to call it Decentralised This, about a family that gets decentralised, like a Dublin family.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. I did a few of them, but you know, I don't want to deal with them people. No, like, you know, print is dead. Newspapers are fucking, I can't see the Mullingar Tribune being able to cough up a few quid if the New York Times is going out of business. I'd like to try that format, three panel format. Very hard to do, you know, like fucking, I love Garfield and Dilbert and
really?
I love all that. I love it. It's cheap. People think it's like, it's duh, some of them are fucking silly, but to be able to, you know, have a start, middle and end, a punchline, even though most of the time it's the crap, but to develop characters through saying, there's a thing called Family Circus in the States, and you know, it's a comical thing, but all the characters have been developed, and to do that while telling a story every fucking day in three boxes, it's very hard to do. It's like a haiku, you know what I mean? You can only use, like your man fucking Perry, what's it, Bible Fellowship thing.
Fellowship Bible.
Yeah, it's in that box there. You know, they hit all those bases in three frames.
Yeah,
it's hard to do, man.
Oh yeah, I agree. I just think Garfield was rubbish. Just in general.
Love Garfield, man.
You don't think is it Jim
Davis?
Is he not a, like, man? He seems like a big seller.
That's the plan. You know what I mean? you don't make a fucking a comic about a cartoon, a comic about a fucking cat, and not want to have it turned into teddies and things to stick in your window. You know, I'm actually quite the expert on syndicated comics and the whole business.
Yeah,
it's fascinating. You know, if you sign that contract to be to join the syndicate. You have to draw a comic every day for like 10 years or whatever like that. But that one comic, if you brought out like Craig's comic about the fucking wacky cat and his neighbour, and it only gets sold in 3 newspapers, you get like $90 a week, but you have to draw every day because you're locked in. And conversely, it could get picked up by fucking thousands of newspapers and you'd be a millionaire. Yeah. But if it's not picked up, you have to keep drawing it. Unless you can both mutually agree to break the contract.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. You know, I looked into doing the whole syndicated thing, but again, man, the internet has just fucking turned everything on its head.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know where you are. So, yeah.
Once started recently in whatever the local paper is in Kilkenny by Paul Young from the Cartoon Saloon.
He
started one that's pretty good. I think it's just like a one.
Yeah,
it's more like the Far Side or something. Which is the.
It's good.
Yeah, oh, it's brilliant. Yeah, it's great. It's really good. And well drawn. Yeah. I always thought it was like just a good like be interesting like for local papers in Ireland. To try it out.
Yeah, but again, you know, you're not gonna make any significant bread from it. You know what I mean? Bread. You have to fucking. Anyway, I went into a shop the other day. Went to the shop beside Tara Street Dart Station. It's this weird news agency.
Yeah.
All they sell is like just like snacky things. I was looking for milk and bread. They didn't sell them. I said to your woman, "Have you any bread?" Oh man, any bread? They don't sell bread.
It's crazy.
In the news agency. But I said, I said any bread. Put a link on the site for that reference.
Yeah, it's like
okay.
But
yeah.
So what about them blacks, eh?
Because now obviously you're gonna spend.
Yeah, this is another thing that I'm fucking raging about, because the next few stories that I plan for Uncle Sputnik. The next one is Uncle Sputnik versus cancer, and the next one is Uncle Sputnik versus Ireland.
Yeah.
And to do it all remotely now is I feel like a chicken, because I'm going to be dropping names and calling people names and all that. And you know, it's like Bono pulling all his money out of Ireland tax wise. Like he can't criticise the government ever again. He has no clout anymore. Like for me to now to start whinging about people and things in Ireland from my fucking Spanish mansion. You know what I mean?
I think it's okay if it's only going to be a couple of weeks from now. You know, it's not like
good. Yeah. But it would have been nice to get all that done now and then leave. So I'm going to have to do it, like, you know, remote.
Just lie on the blog, say I'm knocking on.
Yeah.
Getting a few things out of my chest.
Yeah.
With badly photoshopped pictures of you around the central bank.
Guinness and. Yeah.
What of the late late, sir?
The what?
The late late. What's your view? Right over, you're taking over. Pat Kenny's gone.
As you will see from his glorious apartment, there was no television.
No.
I heard that Ryan Dobry is.
He's
going to
take over.
I've never actually seen him. I've heard him on the radio. I've never actually seen him on the television. Fucking, he looks like a deformed baby chick.
Looks a bit like him.
Looks like a chap.
Whoa!
Sorry.
For listeners, Craig has just smashed the glass.
That my dying mother gave to me on our deathbed.
She's gonna give you something nice from that.
Yeah, I know.
The poking that glass.
She worked in Hector Gray's.
Ridiculous.
What are we talking about?
Making fun of Ryan Dobry.
Ryan Dobry. Yeah, you know. I always thought Pat Kenny, I always thought he was great on the radio, just an idiot on the television.
It's true.
He's deadly on the radio. People think, you know, he is Alan Partridge, but like, as his job being a radio host, he's world class. He's a talent. He actually has talent. He was never suited for the Late Late Show. I've no beef for Ryan. So in answer to your question, I frankly couldn't give two fucks about
you could be on Ryan's. Who was on? Rob Curley was on Toverty's show.
Was
radio
he?
Show. Yeah, I think at the year
on the radio show.
Yes,
Doing what?
I don't. I didn't hear it. To be honest,
possibly a shot, I presume.
Yeah, I guess.
No, I don't know what it was. It had to be like every time like a film comes out about comics, like, you get all these calls. Like Watchman comes out, like you start getting calls. You know, like every newspaper seems to run the same. Phil Barrett always mentions this, like it's like every year, every 2 years. Comics aren't for kids anymore.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
the same, just the article, the same. They reprint it every fucking year and just change the pictures from Iron Man to Watchman. And then they have local comic artist Rob Brown. They'll get your name wrong. Fucking, you know?
The Tribune seem especially guilty of that.
The Tribune sucked my cock thoroughly two times in a row. And fair play to them.
Will there be any comics you'll miss? Irish comics? Will there be anything that you will, you know, try and track down, have sent over to Spain?
I was saying that Phil does. I was talking to him yesterday. Those lads, Windle Comics, seems to be, they, you know, I wish they had done it sooner. They could have been a worthy opponent. It was a fantastic comic.
It was really good.
What else is happening out there?
They were the only two new comics. One by Phil.
Yeah, I'm from Phil. You know, I can't see myself. You know, when I come back, I'll obviously pick up whatever's being brought out. You know, again, not being a big comic reader. There's nothing really that I don't know if anyone has a like, fucking an output that. I'm not waiting on the edge of the seat for like a fucking for Phil Barrett to bring out his new thing, you know. There's nothing really. There's no comics really that I fucking miss.
I don't know why we do a podcast in Ireland about comics.
In retrospect, it was stupid. How it lasted almost a year.
Still something about like, you know, rental prices and you know what I mean, something like that, and like, talk to people about how much money they got off the landlord. You know, everyone has a story. I got £200 off the rent of the landlord. Talk about that. I always had a good feature. Probably wouldn't work on the radio, but canteens. Like, I'm always fascinated to see who has the worst and smallest canteen. I worked in a place, man, there was 20 people. All there was a sink. There wasn't even a canteen. There was a sink and a kettle, and the kettle was on the floor. I was happy. Good documentary. Good film. Just go around Dublin and like, see people's canteens. I don't know. How's the comic cast going?
It's okay. It's going good. It's going alright.
Stop kicking each other under the table. Smile.
It's going really well.
Yeah. Like, there's no batteries in that thing, is there? You just wanted a free glass of water.
Yeah, just wanted to smash something. Yeah, we should probably say we walked like an hour out of our way to try to find Bob's
head. Two dopes, man. I gave them fairly good instructions, I must say. Most people have found this place. It's easy to find.
If you're listening to us from Chapelzod.
Very well, how far can I put it into the mic?
Do it, go for it.
Oh, I saw it with Denny.
Maybe, might have picked it up.
Oh, bro.
Oh, my God. That was rough.
That's
ridiculous.
Every time I do one of these podcasts is after a bad night drinking.
That's only first for Comcast.
Do you want to wrap this up, I guess? Let's see
the let's wrap it up like a takeaway. So I guess this is it. So,
come on, lay it on me. Come on. Get the real questions in. Come on.
All right.
We covered wanking in the shower the last time.
Yeah, that's true.
Go through the list. I called Declan on the fag, didn't I? I already did
you
that.
You did.
What else is there?
Toss Mooney. Yeah, what's his name, people?
What?
Just give some words to describe him.
Mooney? What can I say about Mooney that hasn't already been said? he's a great bloke, you know.
It's not the kind of thing we're looking for.
Yeah,
we're looking
for cunt. This is the thing. Like, probably Thompson's a bit of a cunt. Probably Declan's a cunt, and he tries to hide it. But Mooney is genuinely. Mooney and Will are such nice people.
Yeah.
I'm a prick. You know what I mean? When I, you know, first heard about those two lads, Thompson and Mooney, he said, "Oh, they're really nice blokes." But when you meet Mooney, man, he's such a fucking, laid back.
Yes.
The old I can't diss him.
That's probably why you have trouble getting an arch enemy, because like everyone in the comics here seems to be ultra nice.
That little Luke Fallon, he's gonna hopefully he'll turn into be a right bastard. And,
I don't know,
I'm leaving Ireland. It's been fun. I single handedly changed the course.
really changed nothing.
That's the thing. Like, I've no mad passion for like the comic. any comic industry. Do you know what I mean?
At the start,
I want the soldier on and establish something, but now I'm just not interested in it anymore.
From Ireland, we'd like to say goodbye.
See ya.
And we're back. That was Bob Byrne. We are the Comic Cast. We hope you enjoyed that interview. We only have one mic, and I'm sitting a distance away, so I'm trying to project my voice.
Yes, because you're not.
Hello.
Yes.
So that was Bob Byrne. He's leaving Ireland. We're sad. I know. Well, everyone in Ireland should be sad. There should be some sort of Memorial Day, I think.
Bob Byrne Day.
I mean, yeah, there should be a Bob Byrne Day.
There should be.
There's rubbish days, right? Like Father's Day is coming up.
A day where everyone has to buy something for Bob Byrne.
So Bob's moving to Spain to do comics. He's going to be doing his comics full time, which is something he hasn't done before, I guess.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. Let's hope he does a lot of comics. Because the more we see from him, especially now that he won't be in Ireland, just his presence will not be felt. As I walk around Dublin City, especially the Tala area,
I'll just
be a little hole in my heart, and I'll just a tear will come into my eye, and I'll flick it away, hoping no one notices and beats me up because I'm in Tala and I'm a boy crying.
Brilliant. I want to mention Reraw, which we got a copy, because I think you mentioned that, or we talk about it in the thing, but we only just got a copy.
Yes,
of it.
We did, and it's good. It's Irish.
As I was saying just before we went on air, it is like, it's easily like the best made Irish comic, color.
Yeah.
You know, with all the artists you want to see, Bob Byrne, Phil Barrett, and et cetera, et cetera.
Success!
Anyway, it doesn't matter.
It looks great. I don't speak Irish.
Yeah, that's the major downfall of
Irish. Although there is a little dictionary at the back. Helping me out.
There is.
So, but I don't.
Yeah, I kind of wish when they were teaching me Irish, I'm like that. You know, I had a cool comic to read. Although I'm not saying that would have helped me.
No, in fact, it might have just deterred me even more. it looks really good.
It does. And there's some.
Oh, here's Phil Barnes' one. Yeah. I flicked this 3 times and missed it. I guess those pages are sticky for some reason, Lee.
I was masturbating over Bob Byrne's work.
Yeah. So it looks really good. I've been making up my own stories with them. So Phil Bard's one, Nicole Ogg.
Oh, because
I don't know the story.
So what happened in Phil's one?
Nicole Ogg, it's about a little girl playing a video game and she's getting mad and then she goes out and plays football. So I bet she has some sort of debilitating disease and she only has 2 weeks to live and is doing her favourite things. And her last days on this earth, which involves playing some video games and kicking a football around. But it doesn't work out too well because she gets a bucket of water thrown on her and, yeah, and then she starts playing some video games, resigned to her faith.
Excellent. So maybe we may talk about this again, but check out www. It's in Irish.
Just spell it out.
COIMICIGAEL.ie. So it's like, it's Comic Aguel.
Like those first letters.
Yeah, but if someone said Comic Aguel to me, I wouldn't know how to spell it.
Comic.
It's comic. Yeah, but it's not comic. See, it's got an extra I in there.
Oh, it's got an extra I?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's why confusing. Did they do that? It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Anyway.
What a stupid language. But I'm just kidding.
Yeah, check out that website. You can buy from there and find details. It's got an awesome cover by Bob Byrne, actually.
Yeah.
Really great cover. And an awesome comic.
Yeah.
All around.
So,
a final salute. We salute you, Bob Byrne.
One hand on our hearts and the other on the Irish flag.
And if everyone can please stand. Y'all again, we're
to see what you're
saying. Yeah.
How would you say your weaknesses are?
I'm a perfectionist. I steal a lot of things.